glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
This is Max Pratt inviting you to stay tuned to this edition of Moments of Inspiration. Join us for a few minutes of study from the Holy Scriptures and inspiration from the singing of spiritual songs. We are so glad to have you sharing with us this time. Our first song is by the Hallel Singers, entitled, You Are My King. We are glad to have the opportunity to speak about our King Jesus with you. Thanks for inviting us to do so. Shortly after the Lord Jesus was crucified and had risen from the dead, his gospel message began to be spread throughout the Roman Empire. Jesus gave his command to those disciples that he left on earth to go preach and teach his gospel message. Here are his words to those chosen apostles. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. That's Matthew 28:18-20. Listen now to the way Luke records the Lord's commands in Luke 24:46-47. This is what is written: the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. So from the city of Jerusalem, just 10 days after Jesus ascended into heaven, the apostles received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The preaching in the name of Jesus began in Jerusalem. The Acts of the Apostles, written by Luke, shares the historical record of the Lord's command being obeyed. Let us take notice that Jesus said that repentance and forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name. In Acts chapter 2, the apostles were together when God poured out his Spirit upon them, and Peter began to be their spokesman. The record tells of Peter standing before a multitude of Jewish people who had come from every corner of the Roman Empire. He proclaimed the gospel message on that day of Pentecost, and about 3,000 individuals came to obey the gospel that day through their faith, yielding to their baptism with hearts of repentance. Peter gave these instructions in response to their question, "What shall we do?" "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins." Again, I would point out that the baptism was an act of faithful obedience to the preaching of Jesus, and when they were baptized, it was in the name of Jesus. Luke continues on in Acts chapter 3 with Peter and John going to the temple to pray. They were confronted by the crippled man laying at the gate of the temple. Peter has no money to give him, but he heals the man. Listen to Peter's words: "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." When the people saw this great miracle, Peter takes the opportunity to preach to the people Christ's gospel. Hear these words of the apostle to them. He says, "Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us, as if by our own power or godliness we have made this man walk? By faith in the name of Jesus, this man, whom you see and know, was made strong." While Peter and John were there preaching and teaching to the people after this great miracle healing, they were arrested. The next day they stood before the same men who took Jesus to Pilate to have him crucified. The Jewish religious council asked them this question: "By what power or what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple, and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed." Then Peter makes this powerful statement about salvation. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, the words of Peter are, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." The preaching of the gospel continued on and does so today as well. That message remains the same. There is salvation in no other name. There is forgiveness of sins declared in the name of Jesus. When the Hebrew writer draws near to the end of his letter that exalts Jesus above all other messengers who have come from God, He calls all Christians to offer our continual sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:15 reads, "Through Jesus, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, the fruit of lips that give thanks to His name." It is the duty of every believer to be in constant and continual service and worship to God through the name of Jesus. There is no other name by which we can come before the Father in heaven. There is no other Savior. Jesus is the Savior of the world. His blood was shed for all men. Crossing every culture, race, and boundary, Jesus is the name that provides the way to heaven from earth. Have you called upon the name of the Lord to have your sins washed away by His blood? When Saul of Tarsus was confronted by the one God sent to him, he was told by Ananias, "And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash away your sins," calling on His name. Why do you wait? If you believe, will you repent and obey Jesus and in His name have your sins forgiven through obedience to His commands? For all of us who are Christians, are we offering to God a continual sacrifice of praise through the name of Jesus? If not, let us diligently keep our obligation to Him as Lord and Savior.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.